built for Lewis L.P. Larson in 1912 and perched prominently on a cliffside location that one historian concluded is probably the most desirable building lot in Medellin Falls, the English cottage-inspired design is the work of Kirtland Cutter, the architect behind Spokane's Davenport Hotel, the Glacier National Park Lodge, and other prominent structures in the Northwest. And while the property stands as a landmark on its own merits, it also serves as a tangible monument to Larson and the early development of Medellin Falls. Born in Denmark in 1876, Larson had arrived in the United States by age 20 and eventually settled in Wallace, Idaho, where he put his geology education to work in the mining industry. By 1904, Larson had first visited the Medellins, where he observed a region with no railroad, or roads of any kind. What he did find, however, was a wealth of mineral deposits. Within 5 years, the enterprising young man spearheaded acquisitions, investments, and partnerships that brought industry to the Medellins. Cement production, industrial hard rock mining, and even the development of the Medellin Falls town site can largely be attributed to Larson. He also built power generating facilities and, alongside longtime business partner Jens Jensen, incorporated the Medellin Falls Light and Power Company to bring the town electricity and water. Larson's financial success came with risk, and on a few occasions, he hit hard times. He was forced to sell his house due to financial reasons just a few years after building it. From that time forward, Lehigh Portland Cement Company used it as a home for the cement plant superintendent. Larson lost other property too, but he always seemed to bounce back, often finding innovative ways to develop the region's abundant natural resources. Larson died in 1955, but evidence of his life's work lives on throughout the region, not only in his house, but in many of the other historic structures in the vicinity of Medellin Falls.